Andrew Schneider on KNIAK Wireless Radio. It's a segment we call Let's Get to Know. We're here with Allison Ritzert. She's a senior who has traded in her maroon and gold for the winter to be a Pella wrestler this year. First of all, Allison, good to have you on. Let's get to know you a little bit better. Sound good?
Yeah, absolutely.
Awesome. Well, first things first, what activities are you involved in, obviously, between both schools?
Yeah, so right now I just got done with the musical, so now I am doing dance all season, all year long, and I will also be participating in wrestling once again this year.
And I know dance is a huge part of your family, and as part of the musical, you kind of got to showcase that, which I'm sure was a lot of fun for you. What has dance meant to you in your life, and what's it like to be able to express that in multiple ways, both as a wrestler and as someone on stage?
Yeah, absolutely. That's a great question. I think for as long as I've done dance, that's just become part of my family, not just something that I do. The people there, they're such great encouragers. They come watch anything that I do. And so as I've danced for so long, these people have become a part of my family. And I love just getting to dance and getting to share part of what I do through that, what I love through that.
Well, and if people know your family, they know that the Ritzerts not only are great dancers, but they're a lot of wrestling in your blood as well. And so what was that why you took the leap into wrestling then?
Yeah, I mean, since my family has been involved in it for so long, it was just natural for coaches to approach me about joining the team. And so I decided to try it for myself and go for the challenge.
Yeah, and so it is your senior year, and you have multiple high schools that you associate with, but what are some of your favorite memories so far, or kind of your favorite moments, whatever it is that you've had either at PC or here?
Mm-hmm. Personally, I love football season when it comes around, though I do not participate in it. I love being in the student section, and I remember, I think our first game against PCM was such a great game, as it was very close the entire time, and our student section had so much fun cheering on our team and winning that battle by just a couple points.
Yeah, a lot of fun memories from PC so far this year. Let's go ahead and take a further step back. When you were younger, what did you want to be when you grew up?
Oh goodness, when I was little, I remember my mother telling me that I always wanted to be a mermaid doctor, which is quite an interesting combination.
So are either of those things happening? I'm guessing the first one not, but what's kind of your path now?
No, I've been looking into massage therapy. I haven't quite decided what I want to pursue, but I know that whatever I do, I want to make sure that I am serving people and helping them heal and just loving on the people I serve.
And you're still going for swims every now and again though, right? Like you still enjoy the water, or is it
yes.
no mermaid in your future then?
Yes, absolutely. Obviously mermaid isn't quite accomplishable.
Yeah. Well, hey, the sky's the limit, right? Let's talk a little bit about some of the bigger sports here. Hawkeyes or Cyclones? I ask everybody this question.
That's a hard question because I know I have apparel from both, but today I wore a Hawkeye sweatshirt, so we'll go with that.
Do you have a favorite memory of either following either team, like an event that you went to that was particularly memorable, or like a Sunday or Saturday afternoon with your family where you're shouting at the TV, anything like that?
Not particularly, but I do know that Sundays do occupy a lot of football games at my house. I remember getting bored of it when I was younger because I didn't understand the game, but the more I've grown up in it, the more I've come to enjoy the football season.
Well, and your Saturdays now are occupied because older brother's doing some work for Central, right?
Yeah, absolutely, and he's loved doing that. They have such great coaches and such a great team.
We're here with Allison Ritzert. She's a senior with the Pella wrestling team and a Pella Christian soon-to-be graduate, and we're getting to know her a little bit better. Let's go ahead and talk a little bit more about your family. What's the best vacation you've been on with your family so far?
Ooh, that's a great question. I think last year when we went to the Ark Encounter in Kentucky.
That's one of those K-States.
Yes, yep. My family went along with my mom's sister's family, and we went to the Ark Encounter, and that was such a cool experience. The Ark itself, seeing in person, is so huge, and it has so much information inside that is just mind-blowing.
And it sounds like you had a great trip there, but is there now one place that you haven't been that you want to be so far? What's the bucket list destination for you beyond that?
Oh, absolutely Europe, 100%. I dream of going to France and Italy.
And what would you do in France and Italy? I'm sure you hit the high notes like the Eiffel Tower and some of those things, but are there any locations there in particular or something that you've maybe seen in a magazine or on Instagram that you really want to go to?
I love the history side of things, so I would love to visit the Colosseum, the Rome Colosseum, and I've heard that Venice is just a gorgeous city, being on the water, and just being in that antique city.
So one of the things, especially being an athlete and a dancer, you probably have a really special connection with music. What are some of your go-to songs or musicians right now on your playlist?
Well, I love country anytime. I don't know. I have a passion for it. I love the content that it brings, but I also, right now, I'm currently listening to Christmas music. I know it's an unpopular opinion, but I love it anyway. It brings me joy.
It'll be popular the closer and closer we get to Christmas.
Yes.
How about that?
Yes.
And knowing your dancing background, then, is there a song that you haven't performed to yet that you really want to maybe choreograph one day, or is there like a go-to song for you that you've had a really special dance connection with or performance with?
Well, we haven't performed it yet, but this year we are dancing to It's Quiet Uptown, which is a song from Hamilton, and it's just such a special song about a family, like parents losing a child, and I think it's just such a tender song that can mean so much to so many people.
What would you say is your prized possession?
I think the relationships I have with my family. My family works as a really close, tight unit, and I just love the relationships that we've created over the years and the memories that we've created. I think we've gotten a lot closer as we get older. I have a very special bond with my older brother and younger brother, Brecken. So I think that's really special to me.
Yeah. And is there a favorite tradition that you do with them? It sounds like based on your house, you either have a lot of dance performances or wrestling matches. But beyond that, is there a favorite family tradition or way that you spend time with those two in particular?
Yes, absolutely. We always love a good game of wrestling downstairs or a good game of football in the yard on a Sunday evening. But during Christmas is such a great time. We go up north to visit my dad's side of the family. And he always watches this one movie every year, and it's National Lampoon's Christmas Vacation, which it might not be the greatest movie, but it's just a fun one to connect with my family. We know about every line.
And in terms of, I guess, here, I'm trying to think of, I got a whole list of questions here. I got one more that we can ask. What would you say, or which famous person then in history would you want to spend a day with, both whether they're living or dead? Is there a famous person that you want to spend one day with? I know in the fall I got a lot of Taylor Swift's because of how the Eras Tour has gone. But again, it could be anyone from history. Is there a famous person that you want to spend one day with, and what would you do?
I think currently someone I'm following is Sadie Robertson. I have followed her, and she just has so much joy. She's also from the South, which I think is fun. She has such a strong accent, and she has so much humor and joy. So I think it would be really fun to follow her around for a day.
And what would you do? What would be then like your bucket list with her? Is there like some sort of like meal that you want to go eat or some kind of project you want to accomplish? Anything?
Oh yeah, I think just sightseeing where she's from and from the South, and also she does a lot of youth conference things for women. So I think it'd be really cool to see some of what goes on in that.
Last question for you. You're a member of the Pella wrestling team. What are some of your hopes and goals then for this season and enjoying your senior year?
Always improving, always wanting to improve in my season. I think it would be really fun to go to state, but obviously that takes hard work and great effort. So I long to work hard this season to try and achieve that.
Hey, big bro had to wait 4 years for it and he got there. So why not you? It's Allison Ritzer. She's a member of the Pella girls wrestling team and a Pella Christian High School senior. Allison, it was nice to get to know you. Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.